government launches a $1.6 million coastal project to improve inclusive beach access. C2SAB claims the morale across the public service is on a serious decline, and they're calling for urgent action. And Greenland residents fearful as President Donald Trump intensifies takeover rhetoric. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Vulnerable groups are set to benefit from improved and easier access to Barbados' beaches following the official launch of a government-led coastal rehabilitation project. The initiative, which is expected to cost more than $1.6 million, aims to upgrade beach access and facilities to ensure they are inclusive and accessible to all users. Minister of Environment, National Beautification and the Blue Economy, Adrian Ford, said more than 50 coastal sites were assessed as part of government's wider effort to guarantee Barbadians a free, safe and more comfortable beach experience.
That experience that speaks to how they'll be able to traverse the beach using the facilities that we have put in place. Whether they are hardscape facilities, like for instance what you see here, facilities as it relates to new bathroom facilities so persons can go and bathe after they have their sea bath, recreational areas where we're putting down benches for to add to the experience. Some beaches based on the geography may require different pavers. So we are adding based on the vernacular of the beach so that they can maintain the beach heritage and the experience that Barbadians are accustomed to. This is an improvement in terms of signage.
Minister of the Environment, National Beautification and the Blue and Green Economy, Adrian Ford. Former Calypso monarch Aziza Clark has pleaded not guilty following an amended indictment read yesterday when her trial continued in the No. 5 Supreme Court. Clark of Bonnets, Britain, Sill St. Michael has been charged that she knowingly or believing that Hakeem Stewart had committed murder or another arrestable offence, assisted him by transporting him from Briar Hall St. Michael to Grahamhall Christchurch on March the 21st back in 2019. The prosecution alleges that the act was intended to impede Stewart's lawful apprehension. Clark is being represented by King's Counsel Michael Lashley and Angela Mitchell Giddens and attorney Shadi Harris. The prosecution, led by Crystal Delaney, with assistance from Kevin Ford. The matter is being heard by a 9-member jury comprising 6 women and 3 men. Justice Pamela Beckles is presiding. Promotions without merit and late pay are just two of the key issues plaguing the civil service in Barbados. This assertion is coming from the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations, C2SAB. As a result, they further charge that morale across the entire sector is rapidly declining. While speaking during a press conference, President Ryan Phillips pinpointed the protective services, especially as one sector facing significant challenges.
I remember some years ago, we had something called NICE. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, if you look back and you think and you look against productivity then and where we were heading to and where we are now, then it ought to be obvious to every Barbadian that we need to get back there. We need to get back a program that is of similar nature and put things in place to help to boost the morale of our public service in this country and also to hold employers and heads of sections responsible, you know, for because it doesn't start by individual feeling, all right? Something had to happen.
That's C2SAB President Ryan Phillips in the lunchtime edition. The Tourism Levy Amendment Bill is being debated in the Senate this morning with Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, defending the tourism sector and its importance to the country. The bill, which was passed in the lower house back in 2018, seeks to make it easier for government to collect tourism levies, bolster community tourism initiatives, and place the responsibility of levy collection from individual property owners to booking platforms such as Airbnb and Expedia. Senator Cummins argued that it is the tourism sector that pays the bills for the country.
There are always going to be legitimate questions that people will raise, and I accept that. I actually encourage that because that's important. But when we attack a sector that allows us to put money in education, to put money in health, to put money in schools, to put money in social services, and to put money into welfare services, Mr. President, that I never understand. This sector pays our bills. The tourism levy has been generating revenue to contribute to that revenue raise that helps to pay our bills, Mr. President. And so the intention of the bill before us is to enhance fiscal space for investment in tourism product development.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. President of the Barbados Olympic Association, Sandra Osborne, is declaring success following a groundbreaking pilot workshop aimed at strengthening women's leadership, decision-making, and sport development. The Wonder Initiative was led by Marsha Boyce, a participant in last year's Commonwealth Women's Leaders Program. However, President Osborne explained that the workshop was designed to highlight the role of women in sport and to reinforce the true meaning of leadership.
And in my view, the most important question of all is, why do we want to become leaders in the first place? So good leaders are obviously effective leaders and have incredible impact when they lead for the right reasons. The central question before you even contemplate leadership in any role is, why do I want to do this? Is it just to replace male leaders with female leaders because we think we're better? Or is it that our time has come? Or is it because we just like being in charge? You see, leadership is more than a title. It's a commitment to take responsibility, to lift others up, to build a culture where unity of purpose and talent, not gender, determine success.
President of the Barbados Olympic Association, Sandra Osborne, and residents of Greenland are said to be living in growing fear as a former U.S. president, U.S. President Donald Trump intensifies his rhetoric about a possible takeover of the territory. President Trump said today that anything less than U.S. control of Greenland would be unacceptable, arguing that the United States needs the territory for national security reasons. Our top stories. Government launching a $1.6 million coastal project to improve inclusive beach access, launched this morning by the Minister Adrian Ford. C2SAB claiming the morale across the public service is on a serious decline, and the President, Ryan Phillips, is calling for urgent action, while U.S. President Donald Trump says that residents of Greenland must accept that they want to take over that territory. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.